I am 100% black. Caribbean, though. Discrimination against something that you're naturally born with. It's something that used to further divide people. I associate it with negative words. I don't really like to look, but I know that it's there. You're born as your skin. It's divisive. It's just a conversation ender. Oh, they're just being light-skinned. It's like, all right, you know what? I don't wish to have this conversation anymore. I don't see anything positive. I think it's something that people don't realize how much power is in it. When you make certain comments, it really affects people, even if they don't show it right away. It's something that they can take with them, even from being a child. I think people of color, it's the norm that light skin or white skin is the purest form, and that's what is good. I think definitely for sure, people of color, then we also internalize that. We sometimes put ourselves against each other. You know, this person's better, or say things like, "You're pretty for a dark-skinned girl." I think sometimes a lot of people don't want to talk about it because it gets awkward, and they don't necessarily have a solution for it. I've had these conversations at work. One of the jobs I had was predominantly Caucasian white people. They just weren't concerned about it because it didn't personally affect them. The conversation didn't really go anywhere because, I guess, they really didn't have a solution for it. They just saw it like, why would anybody think this way? Sometimes there are situations where some would classify as racism, but it's actually classism. You have some people that are privileged that don't necessarily interact with people that are lower than them in terms of wealth. So privilege. Then it's also society, because sometimes they were pushed there. I think we're in good space now for that to change, but privilege needs to be brought up in these conversations. They need to get upset with the publications. They're not doing their due diligence and looking around and saying, "Oh, these cornrows were done before. They're not called boxer braids, they're called box braids." We get two types. It's literally one of the two. Angry, ghetto. I've heard stories about the higher-ups at my job that I shouldn't have. That kind of played in to how I see people that I work with. I had a controller actually tell a Puerto Rican woman that he's not giving her a raise so that she could buy Goya beans and Kraft mac and cheese. He wouldn't say any of that stuff to white girls that are doing the same exact thing. It's tough. I personally try not to look at it. I don't know if that's a form of turning a blind eye to it. I'm still pushing forward. I know my worth. I know my capabilities. I'm going to go forward. If I didn't get it, it's not because of my skin. It's because of my experience. Recently, I was meeting up with a couple of people that I went to school with, watching a football game. The guy, one of my friends, he's like, "I love your hair like this, but I wish you had the silky weave back." I'm just like, "What?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm on a mission. It'll grow back. It's just my hair." Men definitely respond to hair differently. I was tired of getting a perm. Throughout my childhood, little kids would be like, "Oh, you should get a perm. You have too much hair in your head. You need to fix that. get that under control. So I finally got a perm. I was tired of burning my scalp, not being able to scratch, and not being able to wash my edges and stuff. I was just tired. So I cut it off. I decided to weave it up. The reaction was, oh my God. Even at work, this lady, I was like, you're Puerto Rican, right? Don't you even try to track check me. I said, you know, that's just too much. You're supposed to be one of us. What are you doing? I definitely think men play into that. My ex-boyfriend, you didn't want to tell me that you were about to chop your hair off? I was like, boy, bye. And that's why he's an ex.